I still remember the day I met you. That was the best day of my life. You were the type of kid who was always nervous around girls, and even more nervous around monsters. You were the perfect target for a Cheshire Cat. You were the perfect target for me. The first day was fun, calling you things like nerd, tiny, and my personal favorite, boy. When you first heard these words, you responded in a high-pitched voice and tried to defend yourself. At the end of the first day, I decided that I loved your reactions, but there was one thing I wanted to try. Good boy. In my experience, most men living somewhere that monsters live cause them to be more receptive to trigger words. I believe that the exposure of demonic energy causes certain changes mentally as men grow and develop. Whatever the reason was, you reacted by blushing and looked up at me as if to ask me what I meant, but being unable to form words, that was the first time I grinned at you. My mother says that most people love the grin. My father says it is a mixture of cute and pure nightmare fuel. I think what my mother meant was that she loved the way people reacted towards the grin. The next few weeks, I made sure you knew what I was capable of. My favorite trick was approaching you from the front and saying something that would cause you to look down and then teleport behind you. You would look to see where I was, and I would tap on your shoulder, causing you to turn around. You learned really fast that there was no hope of finding me once I did that. This carried on for a few months until I dared to enter your home. I still remember the first time you cast eyes on me. You were opening a box only to find my head looking up at you. Personally, I always thought that one was a little cruel. I nearly broke character, trying my best not to be too gentle, but also not too cruel. I do like to tease, but not to make people feel traumatized. That was the first time I truly felt your skin. I used a tone that was like a kid telling their sibling that an injury wasn't bad enough to tell on them. I wanted to hold you and tell you that I was sorry, but you weren't ready for that yet. After that day, I felt something that I had never felt before. I wanted to feel your warmth. I wanted you for myself. Now, even though I'm only 1 year older than you, the law was very clear about how a monster should approach a boy in my situation. But that was no fun. Luckily, being the daughter of a Cheshire Cat, and, of course, being a Cheshire Cat myself, I found a loophole. I waited for a long time to enact my master plan. It had been a few years since we met, and you had gone through every stage of grief and barely paid attention to anything besides my grin, which caused you to shiver. There was a time when you suffered from nightmares. Oh, how it hurt me to see you like that. The only thing that had the right to tease and bully you was me, and not some emo centaur. I figured that if you were not awake, I didn't have to keep up the act. So, when I lay down, I wasn't afraid to hold you close. I wanted to cuddle you from the front, but I didn't want to be seen in case you suddenly awoke. Your nightmares quickly became a thing of the past. And the reason I'm surprised that you figured it out was because it wasn't hard to figure out. And I figured that if you hadn't learned by the time you were of age, you would never have known. You might think that I started not that long ago, based on the fur and hair, but I had stopped cleaning those up by then. I wanted you to know. It was so hard to hold back from just throwing myself on you and holding you close. Everything about you is perfect. your scent, your warmth, even your taste when I gently kiss your neck. Surely you figure that I had a crush on you. It's common knowledge that Cheshire Cat does this to the man she wants. I mean, why else would I have been in your house in the first place? And as time went on, more of my pranks turned to things to get you into bed. Turning off the power, manipulating the light to make it seem like later in the day, and turning your alarms off when I knew there was nothing you really had to do. Waiting for night to fall was pure torture. You might have noticed the lack of bullies in school. Well, besides me. Remember when I said that the only one who could do that was me? I made sure everyone knew that. If someone so much as laid a hand on you, I would have made a Shuggoth's ability look like a children's party magician. I didn't want you to struggle any more than you had to. If you were distracted from school, you would have spent more time on homework and then gone to bed later, causing me to have to wait longer to wrap my arms around you. And last year, I had already graduated and was unable to see you during the day. The principal was a Lilim, so there was no way I could use magic to get in. Last year was one of the saddest years of my life. Not only was it boring, I also worried about you constantly. There were times where I just wanted to drop the act, but of course I couldn't. I had waited too long and couldn't legally touch you through the age loophole I found, but was too nervous to use. If you didn't notice, I became less aggressive over the past year. There was a time when I stopped altogether, but when I saw you entering a room and being disappointed when I wasn't there, I couldn't hold myself back. I think I broke when you opened that box you hadn't opened since the first time you saw me in the house. It was almost like you wanted me to bully you. Any other monster might call you weird in some lewd tone, but to be honest, I thought it was adorable. A few months ago, you graduated from school, and the law no longer wielded its long arm over you. The only time I did anything more than cuddle with you was that night. It wasn't much, but I had to make sure no one took you from me. That night, I made sure you were in a deep sleep, courtesy of a mushroom grown in Wonderland for that very purpose. I rubbed my fur all over your sleeping body, kissed you, hugged you, stroked your hair, whispered into your ear, and held your hand. Oh, no one bothered you, and had all the time in the world. Fast forward to now, and I finally have you where I want you. Come with me, dear. I have waited years to do this. Come on. Thank you. Come on, get in. I don't want to be mean to you anymore. I've loved you for so long, and I've wanted this for so long. Oh, you have such lustrous eyes, such soft skin. Don't move an inch. I just want to feel you. You look so surprised. Did you really not think this would happen? I love the way you tremble and sigh for my touch. You are so cute. Such a good boy. You love the feeling of my fur against your skin, don't you? You seem so at peace. You've wanted to be held like this for a long time, haven't you? I've seen the way you lie down before I came to you while you were asleep. The way you hold on to that spare pillow. You've always wanted someone to share warmth with. someone to last out the harshness of the world with, someone to hold you and kiss you and tell you how much of a good boy you are. But you know what must come next, dear? Well, don't worry, my dear. I wouldn't dare disturb the look of bliss on your face. I'll take the lead and be as gentle as I can. There we go. Lie on your back. Let me nibble your ears. Are your ears sensitive, dear? Would you like me to lick them? Oh, your arms are covered in goosebumps. Oh, whimper for me, dear. Let me get these clothes off. Ah, feel my toasty paws slowly move down your chest, across your tummy, down towards your crotch, finally, to your cock. You're so erect for me. Oh, it looks like it hurts. Let me help you. There. And with my free hand, I'll stroke your hair. Such a good boy. This is what you deserve. After all, you've put up with my shenanigans for most of your life. I'll make it up to you. All of it. You're such a good boy. You deserve the very best. You know, I really do love you. Oh, you're leaking pre-cum already. You must be pretty pent up. I'm not surprised. I never saw you masturbate. Was that because you never started? Or because you were worried about me seeing you? Oh, such a perfect gentleman, suffering at my expense. Let's fix that, shall we? There, that should be good enough. I'm already soaked down there. The pre-cum was just extra. But in all honesty, it's pretty hard to skillfully jerk you off when you have paws like mine. All right, let me get my clothes off now. That's so much better. I kind of see myself as the absolute equilibrium for a lot of monsters. I'm a cat girl that is not submissive. My breasts are not large, but also not small. And I always make the first move. A wolf girl wouldn't be able to hold herself back for as long as I have. And a cat girl would have been a tsundere until you finally decided to pounce on her. Isn't this so much better than any other monster? Oh, I'm going to put you inside. Ah! Oh. There. You're inside me. Do you know what that means, dear? We are officially mated. Yes. Are you excited? I am. I've known since, first grade. I have waited nearly 13 years for this moment. You were the only crush I've ever had, and the only one I ever needed. Oh, I'm trying really hard not to do the grin. I really don't want to ruin the moment. All right, let's get started. Oh, you fill me up so good. I spent so much time around you that as I grew and developed physically, I grew to be the perfect match for you. I'm surprised you never noticed. My body has been crafted to your exact preference, although I suppose you never had any control over your subconscious thoughts. No, silly, I didn't read your mind. I'm from Wonderland, dear. This is kind of my thing. I should take you sometime. You'll love it. Well, at least you'll learn. Oh, don't worry, my love. I'll be your guide. Oh, let me speed up. Perhaps we can raise a few Cheshire kittens. And every night I'll hold you up to me and stroke your back and kiss your head. I'll treasure you like a dragon and hold you tight like a lamia. You quite literally mean the whole world to me. I wouldn't give up the time I spent with you for anything. You are my husband, my chosen one. No one but me has the right to tease you. I love you so much. I don't ever want to be separated from you, my betrothed, my husband. I won none only love, the only thing that makes my world go round. From the first day we met, I knew this would happen, and I wouldn't allow anything to stop it. Ah, I loved you for so long, I wouldn't take any of it back. Yes, I want to spend every night with you in my arms. So, yes, come, yes, come. And make our marriage official. Anoint our marriage with your cum. Oh, yes, my love. Oh, good boy you are. Come inside me. Oh, my love. I love you. Oh, yes. Oh, good boy. Yeah. Well, let me lie down next to you. Nuzzle up next to you. Oh, you're pressing against me. Feels so good. Wait, are you crying? No, no, you were never alone, my dear. I was always with you. I would have admitted my feelings if you had told me about this sooner. But who planted these seeds of sadness in your head? I swear I'll drag them to the Queen of Hearts myself. No, dear, you do not have to stop crying. I will not tell you to hide your emotions. Can always be yourself with me, and I won't make fun of this either. There is nothing silly about what you're feeling. Things are so much different out there. In Wonderland, things don't make sense, but in a way, that does make sense. I hate the way that men out here are treated like machines and thrown to the dirt when considered defective. They practically work you to death. And watching you suffer through school hurts so much. I wish that I could have done this with you sooner, but you know that I had to wait. Anyway, that's all in the past. Let's focus on the present. Just focus on my warm skin and silky fur as I hold you close. Good boy. Such a good boy. You are adored. You are loved. You are special. And I will never let you go. I love you.